maybe this is Ion coming in under a different name. I got an email 12 minutes ago. It says, Ion is on the show. Ion sort of spelt wrong. And then the content says, be on the lookout. That's all. I don't know who that is. Let's see. See if Ion's come back. Yes, Ion's back. Okay, everybody line up and let's be sensible now. Somebody start asking Ion too, questions. Bob.
That's what Ion said too. Be something about be patient, take your turn, wait your turn, I think is what he said.
We're glad you showed up. Sounds like you got a better phone, Ion, today.
Let me pick up from Bob's statement. Bob said everybody is crazy from the information overload.
What's the information? There's no information. There's no overload. Everybody's dying. Everybody's dead. The dead ones are screaming louder than the live ones. Everybody else is trying to get their food stamped so they can live one more day in the world that they're starving to death. So what's the information overload? We haven't heard any information ever. Everybody's running around like a chicken with their head cut off thinking they know something.
That's what I just said. You're ripping me off. That's what I was just saying, Ginny. Everybody's running around, walking around thinking they know something.
And that's what they're gauging their experience based on is what they think they know that they knew. That they know. That they knew. Wait. No. Knew, see,
you don't have to qualify it. You don't need to go. You don't have to correct yourself. Keep it simple.
Good.
So that's reflected in what Trump is not saying, but what Trump is not saying.
Yeah, he's doing great because he's just saying the thing that everyone else is thinking. And no one, and everyone else is so PC they can't say. That's why he's ringing the bell.
Do you have something else to talk about then? That explains Trump. We got that figured out. What's the next topic?
Well, what have they done with the rest of the Canada that isn't burned up?
Well, you know what? I came up with a pretty good line the other night. I said, we're the new Fort McMurray.
Nice, that's nice. The burned out shell of a town, good.
That's right. Listen to this.
You're the remnant that's left.
The watch, frankly. Yes?
Say, who's that? Who are these people? I have to mute everybody. Let's just start over again. This is getting out of hand.
It's fine.
Okay, I apologize for creating chaos. So we start off. There's Ion. Now here's Maria. Maria. Christoph? Okay, Christoph. Ion, would you address the fact that he's studying neuroscience and tell him what he should know about it and he can tell his professor?
Neuroscience, that's an oxymoron. Isn't it like jumbo shrimp? Tell him that you see food differently. There's no such thing as a jumbo shrimp.
It's funny, right? In university, we always learn the central dogma that everyone's fixated on, DNA to RNA to protein. They just drive this into our minds.
You don't talk about lysine, but you don't talk about lysine. You don't even understand how amino acids play a part into that ratio and strata and how what I call the rhinoplasty of the little cell, the part that allows it to replicate and to stop and begin and to cycle, is all predicated on the information, not on the DNA itself. You're trying to get RNA to match with the DNA, and it's the other way around.
Now, Chris, you play that to your professor sometime this week. You take your little tape recorder or something, your computer, and play it to him and see what he says to that.
I think he might report me to the dean, so I don't know if that's a smart idea, but
okay,
it'd be funny.
Now, wait a minute. Don't be paranoid. Now, Ion, what will the professor do? Can you see how he would react to hearing what you said?
Embrace it and say, well, that's interesting as far as the construct. It doesn't apply to the conversation because we're trying to build the basis for you to have questions regarding, which if you are an insightful-minded person, you have to know that things that go up have to come down. Oh, but then necessarily they don't. So the means that you...
So, Ion, I have a question for you.
Finish our statement. Then the conversation becomes, if there is a protraction and if all the laws that they're trying to prescribe are wrong, you have to have a new base in order to connect to. And that's what he should be teaching. If he's not aware of that, don't worry, tell him. It'll be over for him soon. Now you may ask your question.
Thank you. So you recommended sorghum syrup to me last time, and it was actually quite astounding. I took it for about 4 days, and then I was walking down the street one day, and all of a sudden, the fog, it lifted, and all of a sudden, I tuned into everything back into the present moment. So you were saying that there's some sort of super sugar within the sorghum syrup. What's the name of that super sugar? Because it interests me.
No, it's just a version of super sugar that you're becoming. It's a complex sugar, and it's close to the super sugar because the environment is changing. It's starting to kick in.
Does it have a similar action to inflanose?
It does. Well, you're asking us, and you're the one that had the blip of sobriety, so...
You were saying that the RNA serum, if I were to put that on my skin, it would literally go into my bloodstream as well, right? Would that be correct, if I put it on my skin?
It is transdermal, yes.
What part of the skin would result in the highest amount of inflanose going into the bloodstream from the skin?
Most of the epidermis.
Most of it? Okay.
Any part of
it. Do it on your
thing.
But do it on your wrist.
I was doing that, and I noticed a profound effect. What I noticed is my libido just, like, skyrocketed to a level that I couldn't even attain anymore. I don't know. That's what I didn't notice with the RNA drops.
Don't put it on your TT. That'll give you too much.
Yeah, I noticed that, Chris. I saw some pictures of you on the Facebook, and all you're doing is kissing your girlfriend. Like, the libido is, like, off the charts there.
Yeah, I don't. It's great. It's quite profound, honestly. And yeah, my girlfriend's noticing it too. The RNA drops. I've never experienced anything like it before. It's quite amazing. And I've also noticed my food allergies are getting a lot better. I used to deal with a lot of food allergies in the past, and
so ridiculous.
Especially when
why haven't you just gone and killed yourself already? We wouldn't live in a meat sack body. That's ridiculous. You're running out here always sucking something, blowing something, puffing something, railing out something. It's so ridiculous. Make your body work or get out of it. It's so simple. That's when you play the tune like that, all of a sudden there's no choice but to get better.
Chris, I'll be telling you, your allergies are fixed. Not that they're just starting to get better. They're done. They're gone.
Exactly.
Your mind can't take that.
Because when you become visceral and tactile in your body, it works better. See? Then it works better. Then you're all right. But until then...
I was listening to the 321 archive the other day, too. I drove back to Cape Breton from Halifax, and I had to get rid of a shift at work because I couldn't drive back down to Halifax to take the shift. So I've been trying to get rid of this shift for about 2 weeks now, so I wouldn't have to drive down back to Halifax. And then all of a sudden, I was in the car, and I commanded the shift to be taken. And within about 2 minutes, someone replied to me that he would take the shift. I was absolutely blown away. It was crazy.
You mean Halifax is in Nova Scotia?
Yeah, it is.
Why in the hell would you get rid of that shift? Get out of Canada. That's what you need to get out of. If you're powerful enough to get at the shift coverage, you should be powerful enough to get out of that dog. That dog won't hurt.
Ion, where do you think I would be most happy living in the world?
Indonesia.
Really?
You'd be a giant.
You'd be a giant there.
Because they're all so small over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Midget capital of the world. All the midgets went to Thailand. Or Indonesia.
But the queens we use would not excite you. It would not excite you. For sure. But it's all good.
I'm applying to the Canadian Forces right now because Bob already knows I'm studying neuroscience, but to get into the Air Force, because my dream is just to fly planes, really, and I don't really care about neuroscience that much, but I just chose to do a science degree because you need a science degree to enter into the Canadian Forces. So I was wondering, I have to write this air crew selection test in a couple of weeks. Do you have any advice on the best advice you could give me to increase my performance on this test?
You have no tactility. And you can't know the answer until you viscerally have tactility. So in order to engage the information, you got to do it by rote so that you can recognize it. Don't understand how you can't recognize counterfeit money except by looking at good money. You look at good money, and that's how you can instantly tell counterfeit. That's how you can have the venerable physician to pass your exam is with an exegesis that you embrace every aspect of the information. So if you've done your work, then it'll be easy to do it with your eyes.
Yeah.
And if it's not,
exactly,
then don't work for you soon. So don't worry. Rule Britannia, Britannia all the way. Da 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 da. And there you go. Happy day.
Do you think the airline business would bring me joy? Do you see it going well if I were to go into that with the Canadian forces?
Yeah, they're crashing every day. It'll be great. It'll bring things right back down to earth for you.
What happened to that Egyptian plane? Is it just another, you know, get sucked into the void, went to another world? Or is it a different case?
No. Just another manic moment. They're using these little soda pop bottles like, as an accelerant blowing up the plane. I mean, all the rage.
What, someone blew it up?
Yeah.
So it didn't go into a parallel world?
No, it did not. They're finding the parts now in the bodies, half of the seat, the black boxes, the information, smoke-filled cabin, dipping and turning around, and can't figure out which end is up, and Saul and Jared coming in and not able to breathe and running down the aisle, and the soda cart going, ginger ale going flat. Bang, it all hit at a train.
You would point out different little peculiarities in the Michael Jackson case. Can you give us a little peculiarity in the Prince case to support the idea he didn't die?
Why would you have 9,278,000 lawyers protecting the copyright of every word that's ever been spoken and not procure a will? Seems odd, doesn't it?
That's a good point.
And if that being the case, why would you have an entire world's worth of work hidden securely in plain sight in a great big room-sized vault so that everything could be chronicled and prescribed a very certain way? Why would you go to that bother? It's almost as though you're just putting your house on vacation mode till you get back. More like
right.
That than it is a death. And the elevator, that shaft, there is a portal there, but that's not this position. All that happened is the DNA, they took a sample to make sure there wasn't a baby daddy. Well, it's not going to match anybody because it's not him. It's odd that a judge would come in and say, from a cadaver, take a DNA sample because there's going to be siblings that come forth. And then one person in prison said the prince was his daddy. And, of course, the DNA didn't match.
Ion, I've been dealing with acne now since I was 15 years old, and I've got it under control through a variety of methods, but I've never been actually able to solve the root cause. What would be the thing that I could do to finally solve the root cause of the acne and get rid of the problem?
You should just use Renew.
Yeah, our skin serum.
Would that actually solve the root cause of why I'm getting skin outbreaks in the first place?
Yes, it's because it's an imbalance. Too acidic.
I'm too acidic?
Yeah.
Why am I too acidic? I've changed my diet to an alkaline diet. Is it a blood sugar imbalance or is it still the hypothalamus?
It's still the hypothalamus.
And would continued use of the RNA drops eventually resolve the hypothalamic issue?
We would say it already has. But see, your breakout, now, regular doctors would say that this is more of a rosacea type breakout and that it's from poisons that are being extrapolated through your liver that are coming back and showing up in your dermis. But we say not quite that serious. They don't know anything else. Now, we're going to say a bad word that no one ever should do, but typically they'd say if you take a sulfur-based anti, ooh, I can't even say the word, ooh, we can't say that word. Oh, no. It rhymes with biotic, but don't even say it out loud. That sometimes counteracts its effect on your skin. But we don't know for sure. But that's the rub that we're trying to say. We should not do that, but it would soften it for sure. Of course, it would take it down.
And last time you were saying my bilirubin was off, was that because I'm ascending, or is that more so to do?
No, that's the fucked up part. That's the fucked up part of why you're so acidic.
Has the bell room gotten better since the last time I've talked to you?
A little bit, but not notable.
What's slowing me down from improving my bilirubin level?
Your body's in flux. You know what flux?
What lifestyle change can I implement to increase the flux?
Working too hard. No, you don't want to increase flux. You want to take the flux, the extra part, off. You're working so hard to be perfect that you turn yourself over perfect, which means there's too much of the good stuff, too much cheese on the taco.
Mm-hmm.
So you're running too hot. So calm it down, simplify it down, make it be normal, or coitus, or engagement. Make your body be tired. Then when you rest, you'll rest thoroughly. Make it balanced. Try to increase or balance your food, not worrying about one thing or another. For example, when's the last time you enjoyed fresh squeezed orange?
Orange juice?
When is the last time you've enjoyed fresh squeezed orange?
Probably 2 or 3 years.
See, don't you find that a little odd?
It's just because I don't tolerate the sugar. I always get blackheads if I eat pure sugar.
That's the problem. But yet, you can eat sorghum and you don't wither.
Can you repeat that last thing? It didn't go through for some reason.
And yet you eat sorghum and no worry.
It's just because you recommended it to me, so I'm kind of thinking it's doing something beneficial rather than the orange juice, which you really didn't kind of say that it would do anything beneficial for to help with my brain fog.
That's why you're fucked up. It's because you're fucked up because you're working so hard to keep everything perfect till it's overheating.
Yeah, see, okay, Chris. You've been fixed. You have been fixed. You got to start thinking that way. That's what I'm telling you.
If it's that bad, go on key yourself, and don't worry about it.
There's no death. If you killed yourself, you'd be just as happy as you are now.
Well, you ain't happy now.
Yeah, without the ability to create. You know, without the ability to create, I'd just be sitting in the guff, right?
When death makes your real estate go up, that's pretty sad, isn't it?
You know, the guff is not what it used to be. So you don't go to the guff. You go to a purgatory.
You go to the land of Dumbledore.
That's Harry Potter talk. Okay, Chris, you've had a good run here, but one of the messages is you're worrying too much about yourself. You said you were feeling really good from the sour gum and the RNA drops and all these great things. Stay with that. That's what's working.
Get some good foie gras. Eat some pig feet. Eat things fine. Eat some pickled eggs.
We pronounce you healed. That's what Jesus did. He didn't. He refused to believe anybody was sick. You're not sick. Are you nuts? That's what he would say to people. Of course, he got crucified. He carried it on too far. He went too far with that program. Do you know, Christoph, I and Sis are three Jesuses? Have you ever heard us talk about that?
No, not that archive. No, I haven't listened to that yet.
Yeah, you need to stop worrying about your health and start listening to the fantastic things that Ion says. The ridiculous fucking unbelievable stuff. That's what you got to note that in the archive.
Are we there yet?
I would like to know about all the new castles in Ion that you've been sending me.
Leon, you talking about the castles in Leon?
Ion. Well, they're also in Leon.
Alsace-Lorraine.
Alsace-Lorraine.
Yeah.
What about the Chateau Mall, this one that is like a pentagon and has the same...
Well, that's built outside the grid. It's a representation, but it's outside the grid. There's one place where you have to hold the markers. But see, it's not on the 33rd parallel.
There is the legend that Melusina used to live there. Is that true?
Doesn't matter. So, yeah, it can be as true as anything else is. You got to realize you're dealing with 100 timelines, and you're saying it's something true. What's not true can be true. Y'all rewrite history every day. You round it in and out and over, and then something's right and not right. Is it left? No, it's right. Is it true? No, it's false. Is it false? Is it left? No, it's not false. It's left. It's what's left is the truth. So, see, it's just numbing after a bit. So, to speculate about it doesn't make any difference. If it gets you back to God, that's the point. Right? Is that true, or is that left?
All this, Yes, this area are not the 53rd parallel, but is there anything important in them?
Altimeters.
What's the word?
Altimeters.
What is that?
You're trying to go left and right, and then it's up and down is the issue. The altimeter will tell you your height or distance from the ground.
Usually I'm not looking for these things.
They're finding you, Habsburg.
They're just like appearing. So
we know we're causing it.
Why is that?
Well, you're not going to get why. You're going to get Habsburg. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get Habsburg. So don't worry about the why, because
yes,
you're not going to get why. Unless you're having cheese.
Okay,
now, if you're having wine and cheese, that's okay. Wine is okay.
Okay. What about the Church of
Lorraine.
Charles?
We answered
Vienna?
It. Alsace-Lorraine. Vienna. Now, watch out. There's a little bit in Latvia, too, that you don't know yet. You'll find it. Or, no,
Latvia?
You said it right. Latvia. It'll find you.
You told me about the Jesus Church in Vienna. There is this representation of the couple.
Kebolo. Is what you're asking. It's the saint in the church, Kebolo. It's who hid the stuff under the Masoret. You know, the monstrat, the big crossy thing on the table. It's behind it. Okay, you had another better good question?
In the Church of St. Charles in Vienna, in the altar, they have this representation of the Cloud of Glory.
Let's say yes, but it won't prove out. You can find stuff there, but it won't prove out. See, it won't prove. It won't prove. Like bread, it won't rise.
Why will, were these things
11.
Built? It's just born of ascension?
11.
Like in the capital in Washington, D.C., there is this apotheosis of Washington.
Well, that's too much of the Goya Shakup.
But did he really ascend?
No, but there's a Kaddish regarding it. It's found in the counting of the Omer. Do you know Omer?
Omer?
Omer.
Homer?
Oh. And you're looking for the Kaddish. Counting of the Omer. Omer is a measure of barley. You're counting 49 days, the days after the Passover. The Omer.
Yes,
Kaddish is the, not the Kiddish.
Like
the Kaddish is the K-A-D. That's what you do for the martyrs, the Kaddish. Not the Kiddish. That's different, the Kaddish. Baruch, Amata, Alomenu. Aluta, Tami, I say. Bim. That was fun. That was fun. Gave you some homework, too, huh? So how's your mama name? How's your mama name?
Good.
Good. Your sister's sightedness is waning.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
No.
Yes, your sister's sightedness is waning. She sees, but not as clearly as before.
Are you talking about psychic seeing or her physical vision?
Is there a difference? But yes.
And you're talking about the one who has a TV show.
Yeah. Well, you don't out it all, Bob. I think if she doesn't know which sister that is, you have more problems than what us telling you about it.
Yeah, so what? So what? So, and I put them, no more free poker from you, buddy. Now listen to this.
Ooh, you hold her. You hold her, and I'll dick her. It's good.
No, does she get anything out of going to the castles with Roxy?
It's up to her, but not so much. Because, see, it's so much about her. It's never about the sightedness or seeing. It's that she sees it.
Well, it's so much about her. She's like me. She's a narcissist.
Oh, no one's as bad as you, Bob. No.
Yeah,
one.
But she's on the way, right?
right.
He's on the way.
Up narcissism
Bob
in the
I always say to Bob, they're very similar.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. It's sad. It's sad. We'd hope for so much more.
Okay, Roxy, go back to your original question.
We've called on the resting soul of Henry Kissinger, and we've got him in with Mr. Trump now. We're going to have to see if we can put a stop to Bob once and for all. So we'll get Henry Kissinger involved to see if he can give us a
little more. Well, Ion, are these castles helping anyone to their ascension? I mean, is there any point?
Just
yeah,
the connection.
So why?
No, it's just the connection. The connection point is so you find your way. We'd say it this way. Is a recipe any good if you're not going to follow it? Okay? So if the castles represent a recipe, then what happens is then you got to follow it. And if that's the case, at some point you're going to say, okay, this is a recipe to creme brulee, or this is a recipe to peach ice cream, but you don't know quite the recipe. Now, if you're equating the castles to ascension, then you could find there are mysteries, but then there were mysteries with Nostradamus and Galileo that also apply. So there's a bit of tactility that you can embrace with the castledom, like the stones, how the stones connect, what the white stones are, how they apply, where they are geographically, and as the world is falling and burning and being enveloped into itself, these castles become footstones that will be left on the upper level of the ground. Middle Kingdom will survive, but only because of those castles. So that's important to have an engagement. It's not a reason to base your life, which you are correctly saying. This isn't about all that. It's money, right? And the turning taxons are going to rise again, and I'm sure the John Birch societies are going to try to fuck up some commas before it's over with, so that's beautiful, but you're right, it's not the driving focus point of the day. However, it can make a significant linear point, just like the pentagram in your Washington, D.C. You can connect the dots, and that may be the only footstones left to connect back to the world as you know it. And if that's the case, that would be a vicissitude you could embrace. Does that help a little, maybe, hopefully?
Yeah, that was a good answer.
Very good.
But are you talking about connecting back to something that's familiar to you? You say connecting back to what you knew.
No, but it's not. We say it's not. It is. It's the land that your grandchildren knew. So it's kind of a twist because we're getting you back to a place where you separated yourself from and bound and determined that you're going to have nothing to do with ever again. That marriage suffered the lamb. By God, you're not going. If I have to wear a tuxedo, a penguin suit with a damn bolo hat, I'm not going. Well, yes, you are going. You're going one way or the other, but that's the kicking and screaming version of the program.
Yeah, it takes you there and it brings you back. So you
That's
end
correct.
Up where you were, but then you,
but now you know.
Figure...
Now you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a connection back to the original.
Right. Well, but it's not original if you don't know it. It's original.
Right.
It's the original recipe, but you didn't know it was a recipe to start with. So it's not only original, it's the new recipe. Okay? So are you trying to say that they had to make new Coca-Cola so you could enjoy Coca-Cola Classic? We say that's exactly right. They had to make new Coke, otherwise you'd never engage Coke Classic. All right, the old time.
And the classic is the white stone layer underneath the present castles.
It's the example of it. It's not it, it's the
example. The white stone layer. The first layer of castles, that the present layer is over, you said that's what Moses worked on, and that's what you're saying is what we get back to.
Correct. And these are the 49 days from the time you left out of bondage to the time you received the white stones, the Ten Commandments. The counting of the Omar is the 49 days between being set free from Egypt and the receiving of the Ten Commandments. That's why you are now counting the Omer.
You said last week it was happy birthday, rebirth.
Yes.
So we started counting from last week?
No, you started counting from Passover, so this would be the 29th day of the Omer.
What was the rebirth you were celebrating last week? We were all kings. What happened
to make you
have that statement?
That you left the land of bondage, and now you sojourn on your new path of decaptivation.
Well, who's the you that is enjoying this rebirth?
the leftover parts of the Middle Kingdom.
Are you talking about millions of people, or are you talking about listeners to Payday, or people
no
who take
difference.
The drops? Or
no difference. No difference.
No
yet.
Difference between
all
millions of people and
yep.
the listeners to Payday.
Yep. If you stop taking the drops, it's over.
And what would be over? You just end up in purgatory.
The Omer is over.
Yeah.
No, you'd end up in purgatory. We're trying to maintain
the measure of the barley, the Omer, is the most important thing on this planet today.
Ah, and barley is our name.
Did we use it in our drops?
Yes, Bob.
Yes.
Barley is the substance of RNA drops.
The Omer is the measure of it. Look up Omer.
Ah, I got it. Yeah, I got it here. It's the...
But let's deal with it. Take one fucking theme. Let's stay on it for the next 3 years.
The statement is that
millions of people. See, you won't let me say it, man. You just go garbling off. Listen to this question. You said one person is no different from millions of people. What is your point there?
We were talking to you, not to millions of people. You.
And the Middle Kingdom, it's like
what does he mean by he's talking to me? What's that
you.
Mean?
If you stop taking the drops, it's over.
What do you mean, me?
You.
And what the hell?
You.
Never
oh,
mind. I won't
on.
Go into that. I'm not going to go into that. Where's my fucking waitress?
We like
and
vanilla.
When do I get paid?
We like vanilla.
Okay, all right, look. You're talking to me about what?
Your consumption of drops.
And I affect millions of people. It's all on my shoulder, isn't it? What's going to happen?
It is so far.
You realize, you people realize you have to sit and wait for my fucking decision. Billions of you.
The all-present flatulence of Bob.
You have the bottle of the drops is the royal blue. And you also have the fleur de lis.
No, it's the Earl of the Chaldees. The Earl of the Chaldees.
That's on the bottle. She's talking about on the RNA drops bottle.
We're talking about the Ur of the Chaldees. That's what you should be looking at.
Is that on the bottle? RNA drops
no.
bottle?
No.
But stick to your question. First of all, Roxy, ask about the Saint Germain portrait. Let her get this question about the Saint Germain portrait. It's the first thing you left, but you didn't get to finish it or ask it. What is that question, Roxy?
Well, there is this castle, but I don't say these castles are not in the 33rd parallel.
Right.
That belong to the family Saint-Germain, Beaupré,
yep.
Foucault. And they have part
yep.
of the collection of the portraits of the gallery of Beauregard that
yep.
you mentioned before. So for me, that was a hint. How come the Saint-Germain family has part of the collection?
Because of Leopold II.
Are these specific persons relevant for some reason that they had it?
For the Earl of Chaldees. The Earl of Chaldees. Earl of the
so that's a person. E-A-R-L.
Yeah.
Hey, Ion.
Yeah, Earl.
I was getting a deeper thinking about this the other day that the whole thing about being ascended,
Lord.
Listen to this, is understanding, accepting there's no time. And if there's no time, then it's a totally, quote, irrational experience you're going to go through. Because you're going to have the past, present, future coming at you, talking to you. That's what it means to be ascended and have no time, right?
You're finding
it'll
it
be
all
anomaly.
Right now. Well, you're finding
yeah,
it all right now. The up and the down and the over and the under is all right now. And that's why you keep saying about history, and the history keeps changing because there is no history. The history, you keep rewriting it because it's all occurring. So now we talk about the future like it's the past and the land that our grandchildren knew. And there you go.
Right.
Now you're coming back into a world where you can change it. You don't like something, you redo it. Somebody bites it, they all of a sudden they don't do it. Somebody
but you don't call it past,
goes.
Present, future when you change it.
No, we don't. It's just now it just becomes the is. That's why all this, and these things can slip. And then on top of all that, you got other worlds without time. Now there's worlds. All these other planets have shown up. Now you got 13,000 Earths that have just arrived. And you're like, what the hell? I couldn't even get
okay, Ion, is the Omer of barley 141 pounds?
It is.
And it's Ur of Chaldees, it's you are of Chaldees, it's a city, it's not an E-A-R-L, correct?
There is an Earl, but this the Ur is the place geographically. And look at it,
right.
Latitude and longitude.
That's where Abraham came from, Carol.
Right, so is it important because Abraham came from there?
Not necessarily, but it applies. It was important, not because Abraham came from there, but it was important because that's where it was. He just also happened to come from there.
Is there something in the Ur of Chaldees geographically where...
It's the beginning place, Carolyn. So is that where we fell out of a ascended continent? Like one of
mostly.
The Moab bites?
Let's say mostly.
That's the original place where people fell from.
Into Coathanite.
First rabbit hole.
The Coathanites.
In the Louvre, in the chapel, they have a lot of allusions to the Ark of the Covenant. And many historians and people that research these things think that maybe because the Temple of Solomon was built to put the Ark of the Covenant, maybe this castle...
Well, we haven't built that one yet, Roxy. Stop. We haven't built that one yet.
But is the Ark somewhere in France?
We haven't built that one yet.
Are we looking for that in the Temple
of Solomon? No, we haven't built that one yet. That one's coming. That's the temple to come. That's the point. It hasn't come yet. Bob hasn't financed it yet. And until Bob finances it, it won't be yet. Boy, he's got hired jumping this week, though. He's got hired jumping through the soup this week. Boy, it's something
else. Is Trump going to build it?
Yeah, who am I got jumping? Hiram?
Harold.
Trump Tower?
Harold.
Who's Harold?
You don't know.
No.
Is he related to Trump?
No.
Oh, Harold.
Don't get distracted, Roxy.
Stay on point. What are these St. Germain portraits? They're off the grid, Ion.
Okay.
And they're in these other places.
They'll never be financed unless Bob's Apple stock goes back up. And it's not good. Not good.
Yeah, the one I stole from Mary McLuhan.
Apple's got to hold one more day for Bob to make it. Otherwise, it's over. It's just over. But thank God Southern Company's holding on. That's the last question he's got left, yeah.
But Ion, these portraits, I'm trying to stay on this point, of St. Germain, they're off the grid of these other castles. Why are they there?
Because you got to have a legend. You got to have a legend. If the stepping stones all are buried, you won't know where to look for the stepping stones, Bob. And you're very quick to throw it all away. Ask them damn Demetis. They're quick to throw it away. So you got to have.
Didn't I take their money? I took the Demetis money, didn't I?
So if they're
this is a thing you missed. You slept through this one. I took the Demetis money.
Thank goodness I sleep through some of this mess. I'm trying to get some order here. So Chaldees is in the caves. Is that where the we could find the ice stone there?
There is a representation of it, yes. But the osmium is what's more importantly found. And see, the half-lives are going to start become more noted. But you notice, we just started talking about it, and now all the world's starting to talk about it. How it's all changing, and how Newtonian law is over, and how protoplasma is going to be calculated differently, how the body reacts. Now everything is about genetically hygiening your body and cleaning up your RNA, and everything is about the GMO.
Tomorrow morning, they'll all be having meetings about this, right, Fuckface?
Russia's going to have to get the Zika out of Rio so they can go to the games because they're all GMO, so GMO, they're super athletes. They can't even compete evenly. We're sorry about Nyquist, y'all. It was an oversight. We think we're going to run the Preakness again and see if we can get a drier outcome.
They're totally into the DNA now, and I know they're looking at RNA a bit, but everybody's doing all these lab testing with DNA, and it's a mess because they think, you know, there are all these mutations that they have to document. So far, they've found 172 variants in the 23,000 genes, 172,000. So
they haven't even figured out bilirubin yet, and that's where the key is.
Yeah.
They figured that out.
Yeah, and so you have these incredible loose cannons doing all this DNA testing and telling people, oh, yeah, you
have... Okay, so, Carolyn, that's what we were talking about earlier. So, Ion, Will what we develop force everybody, these scientists, to fucking realign with our knowledge, or will they keep ignoring it and hallucinating themselves?
They're not hallucinating. They're making you rich, Bob. What are you talking about? Leave them alone.
Well, I don't get paid. Where's my waitress?
Where's your waitress, Lord? Lord, that's the funniest thing ever.
Do you realize that they refused to give us waitresses? It was all waiters. You know, they had wouldn't allow any women near you.
Waitresses. Hey, Ian, what did the people think of me and Carol yelling at each other and Chad and Kate laughing? You know, we were at the Andes Hotel Friday. What was the people thinking?
That's normal. That's normal, Bob. It's not abnormal. That's normal.
For them to go into a hotel and see these maniacs right in front of them, that's normal.
Yeah.
Tourists.
That's Berlin culture. That's like Berlin.
Well, very, very good. Okay, everybody.
Hey, you can't go. Don't go. Come right back.
We're going to punch you in your face.
I'll punch you in your face if you don't come back.
We got to get past hotel talk to get something goody here.
Shall I unmute, let someone else have a question, or do you have one, Roxy?
I just find it very enigmatic that Bob said they did this thing on the bottle, the Corinthian capital, without knowing all this information.
It's the pinpoint of the angles of how the angles attached to the capital. The Corinthian acanthus leaf top, the space between them and the first, second, and third row, lay out how the DNA lays out your genome. It's basically how the new overlaying of the smears. Carolyn knows about this. You take the smears and you have those screens and the slides. If you overlap them, that's how it becomes. It becomes a stacking RNA projection. It's not linear. The RNA is not linear. It's dimensional. So when you take the acanthus leaf, just as it is on the bottle, you take the lines, the three tiers, and you stack them. That's when you start getting some modality of how the smears apply in a DNA representation of
mitochondria.
Then you got the crick and the crack when you got that. So it's
Crick and
like a summary of all this information about the Temple of Solomon and the Ark of the Covenant, the Kelvins, and
yes, indeed,
and all
it's
the
good
proportions. And
okay, so Ian, looking into my older notes, the Freemasons come a lot later than the Knights Templars. The Knights Templars were organized by Moses.
No, not Moses. It was from Babylon.
Okay, well, Moses is before Babylon.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yeah, there is no before or after. Well, Moses, wasn't he the architect of the pyramids and therefore a key guy in the knowledge creation of that period?
Yes.
He was. And he was from the future. And
Well, there ain't none of that either.
What?
There's none of that either.
Yeah, there's no future. Oh, yeah, we can drop all that now. All your rants of the last 5 years we can ignore. So I just get smacked the head by Carolyn.
The Ark of the Covenant and the law that were in the Temple of Solomon, where are they now?
At Bob's house. And it's a happy house.
You choose the Corinthian column. Is that related to the Corinthians from the Bible?
Yes, it is.
Why did you choose that?
Corinth. That's Corinth, but it's not the Corinthians. It is a Corinthian, which gives an example of one of the kings in one of the churches that are listed in Revelations, in the G.E. Philco, remember? Galatians.
That's the books of the cities.
That little span. G.E. Philco.
The churches.
The churches that were cities written to. The ones that had the commas most fucked up. Alexandria.
Ian. Because there's no time, we are in Babylon right now. New York is there. Everything is there in the same resonating way. Everything that ever is going to happen is here. So why haven't we built the, we haven't built yet? The pyramid or something else? The temple.
Say you
it's
have
been built.
Well,
see, so your
no,
sentence was wrong.
No.
You had to
no,
say
no,
that we hadn't built
no
it yet.
It's laid out. You haven't financed it yet. It's not time for you yet.
So it's laid out. What's that mean? The building materials are laying on the ground?
Do you remember how you square off a building, how you lay out the ley lines? We went through about a year of that, Bob, during Revelation Rewrite.
Yes.
Of how to lay a foundation and what it's built on and how you set this plumb and square for the temple and how the foundation has to be plumb and square. And you run a bob to make it plumb and square. Remember all that?
Yeah.
Well, that's important because now otherwise it sits sideways, and it can't sit sideways if it's going to hold the Holy of Holies, you see. That's the veil that will be rent in two. So
the plumb and square, they represent who? Because the bob of that tool is me. So who are the plumb and square?
Moses. No, you're just the tool.
Yeah, I'm tool. Yeah. I'm
you're
the bob.
Tool.
I'm the
tool. No, but tool
who's
is
the plumb and square?
Rule.
Is that Carolyn? Is Carolyn the plumb?
Will you move on to some other questions?
Look, it doesn't matter what question you're asking.
So much.
It's not so much.
It's not so much. Calm down. It's not so much about that. It's about that it is sturdy and square, that it is equal, that it's equidistant, that the walls will be straight, plumb, and square by definition. And you just use a bob to make sure that it is. That's all it is. And you start the first row, line upon line, precept upon precept, that allows you to have this marvelous, why don't we live in a world where we don't even need a temple? But if y'all want to build one, we think it'd be great fun, and we'd like it to finish. We could finish Solomon's temple. That would be pretty cool. Okay, might as well. We can do it in a Grand Wilaya sort of way. Why not?
Okay. Do you have any more questions, Roxy? Shall I go with
building the temple, is it important that we read the Angel Church?
11.
Or
11 what? Rocks, foundations, stones, clouds? What does 11 refer to?
The answer to her
question. The answer of what?
Her question. This segment of this program is brought to you by our sponsor, the number 11.
Is where we are now.
Yes.
What did you say, Roxy?
That he mentioned the 11 before and he said...
Yes.
Yes.
Where are we now? He said 11 before.
11.
Yeah, but is it just the resonance of the number? The number creates space?
Nope, it doesn't.
Well, you're not saying what 11
angle.
What? You're not giving the predicate.
The answer to her question. Yes, we are. It's the answer to Roxy's question. Is there a question? Yes, the question is, and then the answer is 11. Karnak the Great, you know, the answer is 11. A bitch, a snitch, and a twitch. 11, got it.
In all the work of Leonardo and Michelangelo and the 16th
Galileo,
they have all these hidden things that you see only if you turn things around and you change your perspective. And like
they're relative.
You have to turn it upside down to see this head with the crown. And
inverted,
the
top becomes the feet.
The symmetry.
The top becomes the feet. The head becomes the crown.
Is there anyone else who wants to ask a question?
They can't ask because they're all on mute.
Bob, were you on mute?
They're like us. They're on mute. We're on mute, too, but we just had to overcome Bob for a minute. We wrestled him to the ground. It was Sodom and Gomorrah all over again, taking him down to the count.
Yeah, okay, so I unmuted Corbin.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning. Here's the question. It is. Ion, glad to speak with how are they today?
Do not waste time, Corbin.
I'm not going to get to the question. Here's what I was getting to. All right. Earlier, you were making a reference to a longitude or a latitude. Basically, the Coriolis effect. We you know water above the equator and below. Now, would this apply to wormholes and black holes and universal?
No. Only in a linear dimension would that apply, not in a real dimension. But if you're linearly tracking it, then yes, you may. But not in any other realm, because you wouldn't be too clever by half. You'd always miss it by a world.
I'm not understanding. Can you break it for simple men?
No, you'll have to talk to Dr. Dean.
Oh, now, what about this? You were saying kiddish and then kaddish and then baruch kaddish.
Are you doing the Jewish ritual kaddish, Ion? The Jewish
yes.
ritual Kaddish?
There's Kiddush.
Okay. Go ahead, Corbin.
The Kaddish is for the martyrs. The Kaddish
oh, okay.
is for the martyrs. Martyrs are the
and
martyrs.
And now, what's the relevant here of Saint Germain? Because there's always been several things published. Actually, one I'd recommend, Germain versus Germain. I just didn't catch what you were getting at. What does that mean today?
They don't. They just apply to the conversation at bay.
Saint Germain has a very distinct identity. Obviously, he was ridiculed for what reason?
If he was ridiculed, he didn't know it. He was too busy being God. He didn't care. He didn't know. You have a roast. You have a roast. Like they used to do.
Oh, I love roast. Roast the shit out of me.
They do the roast, but they didn't show up. So it's the Bing Crosby roast that he didn't show up for.
Roast your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Mitochondria, O-Drio, barley, purgatory, Mexico, can you feel me drilling?
Go out
little
there.
Kingdom will survive. Castledom, white stone, the era of Moses, 49 days.
Bad romance. Then going to bad romance and poker face with Lady Gaga. My. Like they do in Texas, please. Hold them and you fold them. Mm-hmm.
You have a question, Kim?
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling.
First
hey,
question.
Darling.
Kim, did you email me, Kim? Did you email me?
No,
an hour
I did
ago?
Not.
That's
no,
another
you're
Kim.
Talking
okay.
about Kim R. That was probably the girl from Pennsylvania.
How do you know about her? How do we know about her?
You said it.
Because Bob tells every goddamn thing he's ever known, and everything's secret in the world he reads out loud so that people can remember it and tell him what he was supposed to keep secret.
And then he
remember.
Says, how did you know that?
How did you know that?
I live in no time. I haven't even asked my question yet.
Says, I don't even know who Kim Rogers is. What are you talking about? It's okay. I don't know. It's the craziest thing you ever knew.
And how does this Kim know that Kim lives in Pennsylvania? How do you know that?
Right. And how do you know that that's the same land? It's not in California.
I had agreed to it.
I'm like, oh my God, there's a xenocracy. This is xenocracy. It's the Laurentian quadrant. It's coming true. Just like the note said. Oh no, it was a note. There was a tiny note. They're coming in your bum, just so you know.
Go, Kim. Ask your question.
Okay.
The Brexit will be successful.
Brexit. All right. The Resolute Desk from the ship, the Charlotte, was that ship
HMS Charlotte.
HMS Charlotte. Was that ship from the same place that the Twin Towers went into, that world?
No.
Okay, different. Okay, the other thing is that with Susanna about 3 weeks ago, you both were talking about the TV show Ascension. And
yes.
you made specific to take a look at the flag or flags that were in that
yes.
TV show. So I spent
yes.
a great deal of time. That was quite a jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
You said there's two flags represented. One is in the classroom when they are saying like a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Yes.
And there's one where the commander is in front of a flag on the outside of the ship. The one from the ship is 33 stars,
yes.
and the one in the classroom, I think, is 38 or 39 stars.
That's the two dimensions, see, with the states that are included and those that renege on their statehood. But it also has to do with the stars, because, see, the stars are going out, and now you're finding new worlds. So the new clouds are coming. The new cloud allows other worlds to show up. So your worlds will be representative in their constellation map. So the flag would represent the constellation, and it would represent the states that will be absorbed in the Union.
So that would explain, I looked at the Flag Act of 1777, and it said, resolved, that the flag of the United States be 13 stripes alternating red and white, and that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation. I didn't know that when they founded the United States, they were actually talking about a new constellation.
They were.
That was,
that's right.
Okay. That,
they were. They were good deists.
Okay.
They were good deists, and there's no time, so why not? And it's just now catching up till now to line it all up for you for happy days like this. So happy birthday. You did good.
Thanks, Ion. Okay, that's it.
Okay, that's thanks, it, Jim.
Okay, same bat time, same bat station. See y'all.
Wait a minute.
Don't go yet.
Wait a minute. One more question, Ion.
One more question.
Eliza, do you have a question, Eliza?
Yes, the Slinky will be a very big toy. The Slinky
Is Ion leaving?
No, ask your question, quick.
The Slinky's going to make it.
Okay.
It's going to make it. No, the Slinky is. It's going to make it. Like with the extra kids, it's going to make it.
Ion, you said that the counting of the Omer is the most important thing today, and you said something about the Kaddish.
Kaddish is where you mourn for all those that are biting it. The Kiddush of the Omer is what you're doing, the ceremony.
Yes, celebratory meal after synagogue or as a blessing to sanctify the Shabbat. Okay, I know you mentioned the counting of the Omer last week, too. Can you just tell us a little bit more about it?
We did. You're counting the measure of barley 49 times.
It's got to do with the RNA drops production. It's the barley. It's the measure that we use. It's nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
It's apropos because it lines up what you're doing. As you've been doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. It's kind of like masturbation. You're practicing for the real deal, and now it's showtime. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing.
And the RNA drops taste has shifted again. Do you want to...
Yes. Explain.
Yeah. Explain.
Okay, it shifted.
Lucy.
It shifted. What that means is the taste buds are changing. Your environment's changing. It's changing what you're applying it to.
Yeah.
When you eat ice cream at a high elevation, it's different than at a low elevation because the environment has changed, and that's what's happening here. Not to mention you're almost doing the recipe right now, so that's way too cool for school, eh?
I have a question real quick.
Hey, Teeny Bell.
Hey, how are you?
Bubbly.
Awesome. In ring 10 of the angel chart, there are 49 boxes that address the six degrees of separation.
Those are omers. And that's the ring seed that's going to open the lotus flower, too.
Very good.
When you pull it, because you're in this cycle of process of doing just that. Up to this point, you've represented it, but now you're actually doing it. So we had to lay low for a second to let you do it because we would undo it. But now it's marvelously going good. So good.
So is that what's going on in the bubbling in with my chest and stuff is the opening of the lotus flower?
Yes, but you're just borrowing all that for the drama, darling. And we like that. And we like attention, and we want to give you all the attention because it's great fun for us. But you had us at go. You know that already. But the attention then becomes a focus point. But it brings you back into the visceral tactility of your body. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just go with it. Just go with it.
So the 49 boxes address the 6 degrees of separation plus the completion. So the completion of the 7 layers of heaven also, it
within
says in my notes.
Within the valence, not the valence.
Within the valence. And it also says it's the completion of the printed book effect.
That's right. Exactly right. And so it's good. And it just rolls that way.
Thank you very much. You got time for another question?
One more question. Here, Nova Scotia.
Yeah. Christoph or Maria. Christoph, go ahead.
Much as direct interactions with Ion.
Well, they all apply. Because is it live or is it Memorex? Because you don't know that this, what we're doing right now, is not recorded. Wait, this is recorded. Yeah, this has been recorded live in front of a tape studio audience. So
your tape. The archived sessions.
Well,
I never interacted.
Those are live. Those are live. This is taped.
But quantitatively, would there be a difference? Because I never interacted with you, but I'm interacting with you now. Is there a difference?
No, you interacted with us then. Now you're just practicing. Because you would certainly be asking different questions if you were interacting with us live now, wouldn't you not?
Yeah, because it's already in the past.
basically.
There's no
you're
past.
Asking now,
there's no past.
You're asking
this
now.
Stuff.
Now your only live interaction is only validating that you had past interaction. So, boy, now if that's not a glib, cliched archetype, we don't know one, do we, Bob?
No,
and I have
don't.
Another question. What's the significance of me being the only person in one's younger 20s interacting with Ion? I don't see anyone being, you know, in terms of chronologically, in terms of age, is there significance
there is no
to that?
Age.
Or?
There is no age. The protoplasm that you came from is as old as ever as Methuselah.
Why isn't everyone calling in to talk to you? Why aren't all my friends calling in to talk to you?
You have friends? Now that's rich. That's pretty good. That's rich. No, they're just running their thing. They're just running their thing. You're just connecting where you connect. They connect the same way. They drink water. Are they drinking the same water that came out of you? No, but they still drink water, so it's all good.
What's the most effective method to normalize one's bilirubin?
Change your alkalinity. Change the alkalinity of your blood.
Take Realign.
Take Realign, but it has to do with the way your body is compressing the acidic levels in your blood.
So RNA drops without Realign wouldn't be enough then?
Well, all of it's enough. I mean, you know, we could say the answer to life is hot kosher dill pickles, but, you know, that kind of gets to be tiresome too after a bit. We're talking about balance and getting you back to God. And so everything that leads you to that, so the good doctor has said and is said to take RNA drops and Realign, and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
That'll adjust.
Okay.
And we'd say it already has. You're already better, for Pete's sake.
I just want to thank Carolyn one more time because the prescriptive cysts she recommended, I've had acne on my chest and my belly for I don't know how long, and that's the only thing that's actually completely gotten rid of it. So I just want to thank Dr. Dean before
hey,
I go.
Hey, take a 12-blade. We suggest
excellent.
Take a 12-blade. Take a 12-blade. By God, that'll fix it.
Yeah, it's hard
you know.
To ask Ion health questions because he doesn't believe that we have any problems.
That's
so
true.
That's why I always, yeah, he says you're perfect as you are.
If you're so much God that you came forth to separate yourself from your power and then created all these ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way, chasms that are impossible to get out of, no matter what you do, that you have to stagger through this ridiculous thing called life and die a little bit every day, what is the damn point? After a little while, if you have to bring yourself so full circle that then you have to ask others to help you get the bumps off your breast, for Pete's sake, do the math on that. Now, we're glad that she is compassionate and tells you what to do and that kind of stuff, but come on, what's forever for? Get on with this thing called life and living, or get out. It's so much easier. It's simpler, because then you come into your power and it's more liberating, because in your liberation, then you can go, oh, okay, I have power to say, oh, I can control this. Oh, this works for me. Oh, I see how it goes. Oh, this is nothing other than a shift. Carolyn is the best at all of it to say, you're here and you got to come there and we got to go. So,
yeah, and I want that, Ginny and Bill, I want that to start up my show on Mondays. That's perfect, Rand. Thank you, Ion.
Yay, how wonderful. Y'all have a great, great week, and we'll see you in same bat time, same bat station.
Thank you.
Always.
Everybody express gratitude.
Express gratitude. Yay.